Thiago. Messi.
Barca Avengers weekly podcast. Today we have Izzy from the Funny Barca Stuff with us. Izzy, say hi.
Hi.
We have Chris from FC Barcelona Sweden.
Hello.
And the one and only Barca Snacks.
Hello.
And we have a special guest with us today. It's Dana Ducks on Twitter. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your thought about the Levante game this weekend?
I actually thought it was a really great game. We scored 5 goals. We kept a clean sheet, multiple goal scorers. It was good football, but at first I think we struggled a little because Levante was playing really defensively. They didn't have 7 of their starters. I think they were injured, but eventually we were able to score and the goals just kept coming and we saw good performances. It was an overall very good game.
The match was great. We struggled a bit, just like Dana said, but eventually we were able to score, and that was the most important part of the game, of course. If I were to sum up the match in 3 words, Rakitic is life. That's all right.
Yeah, I love Rakitic. He's like an angel. He's like the Barca angel.
He's the difference between, you know, this season and last season. You know, that tackle he made to say, if Xavi was playing, we would have been down a goal. Rakitic did that, and then he scores that, you know, belter. So, you know, I think him and Matthew are just huge, huge signings, and the most important signings this season. I mean, Suarez is really just a luxury signing.
Yeah, I agree. I think our signings this summer, they were good. They did smart signings and they paid out. Mathieu, he was good this game, and I think previous games too. Sadly, we haven't seen much of Ter Stegen, only against Apoel, but he didn't get much to do. And yeah, actually, I'm happy with the game. I'm happy that Neymar scored. He's among my favorites in the team. Of course, I love everybody, but no, you have your favorites. Rakitic and Neymar, Ter Stegen, those 3, those are my bros. And I think what impressed me the most was Messi's goal with the right foot.
Classic Leo chip.
Flawless
chip.
It looked like he was playing, you know, 5-a-side game with friends. I mean, he made it look that easy.
What's your thought about the defense this game?
I think the defense, again, Rakitic is the difference. I mean, Matthew is great, and the defense, I think, is not that bad, but the big difference is, I think, Rakitic makes a big difference on offense and defense. Xavi can't run back like Rakitic can. He's too old now. Yeah, I think our midfield has protected our defense really well, and I think our defense is going to be very good this season.
I have a question to both females. What's wrong with Bartra? Why doesn't he get to play? We start with Fatima.
I don't know why Bartra isn't playing. Maybe Enrique is saving him for more important games, perhaps. I'm not sure why he isn't starting, but I know a lot of Barcelona fans are getting very impatient when it comes to Bartra specifically. And I mean, I would like to see more of him. He needs to develop as a player, and him not getting any time is not doing it for him. So hopefully he starts playing and gets that time that he needs.
Dana?
He doesn't even get called up in the squad, but people keep drawing conclusions, and I think we should just wait until we're into the season to think of why he's not playing.
Yeah,
or maybe he actually will end up playing.
I think I read today
that he was promised by Zubi that he would play a lot this season. Another question to Barca Snacks. Your thought about the 19-year-old guy who came in, who scored.
Sandro.
Yeah, 2 games, 2 goals.
That goes to show the power of La Masia. Yeah. Simple as that. Luis Enrique put his trust in him and he didn't fail. And that's key, of course.
You think he will be something big in this club?
He can, of course, if he gets enough time. time, he won.
Yeah, so he won't be the new Teo or the new Cuenca.
Hopefully not, because Sandro scored and yeah, that's very important for the club.
He also, yeah, managed to get 3 points against Villarreal, where we got one goal. It was, that shows he's important for this team.
Yes, of course.
And, yeah, that was the league game, and we're top of the league, 0 goals conceded. Yeah, I think, could it be any better? We have done everything perfectly by now.
Yeah, I mean, the Apoel game, obviously, if we're talking overall, could have been better, but if you look at the stats right now, we played 5 games, 5 wins, 5 clean sheets, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with these clean sheets. I'm not used to it, like, they were always, we always conceded goals and corners, so yeah, I don't know how I should feel about it. I'm happy, of course, but I'm unsure if this how long it will be like this, because what if we keep like 7 clean sheets or 8 clean sheets? There's really nothing that can stop us.
We only need one more to make history.
Oh,
one
is that
more
true?
Yeah, 6 clean sheets. My card goes back to the 80s.
Oh, is that
old record? Yeah,
but yeah, that would be impressive. Barca, those who didn't have a defending last season, keep those clean sheets, it's impressive.
The last time Barca opened La Liga with the 3 clean sheets was in 1993.
Yes,
so
exactly that.
So Bizarreta was the keeper for us back then.
Yeah.
Oh. So beloved Zubi was the keeper back then.
Yeah.
Guys, for those of you who watched the game against Apoel, how did we play?
We played poorly.
Oh, we did. I'm going to be honest. I had my birthday that day and we went out with some friends. They didn't show that game in that particular bar. So yeah, I don't know anything about that game. I only know Piqué scored. So,
well, yeah, be happy you missed it, because it was a very upsetting game. Just not enough chances created, not enough goals, and they could have scored against us, you know.
Yeah.
Had a better finish or something.
But were Barca bad or were Apoel good?
Both. They set up really good defensively, but we did nothing to break it. We had too many youngsters playing, you know. I think, you know, Sergio Roberto is just useless, and
I agree.
We just couldn't break it. You know, he's not going to break down a defense like that. So
Donna, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched it.
What do you think about Samper? I didn't see him play. His debut.
I think he was really good. He was really impressive. Like, he was calm and his passes were accurate and he always knew where to pass the ball.
Oh.
Defensively, he was good, but I think he could improve a little more in that aspect. Like, he had some mistakes, I think, in the game. But overall, I think he had a very solid debut and he should be proud of it.
But does he look like Busquets? Because they say it's a new Busquets.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, he should just improve his defensive aspect. But I think I can see a lot of similarities between him and Busquets. So I won't be worried about that.
And another question to my German-loving friend, Barca Snacks. Your thoughts about Ter Stegen?
Ter Stegen only played one game. He was not tested, really. Just one final shot, and he saved it. That save was great.
I've seen that save.
Yeah.
But, I mean, have you seen him anything this preseason?
Preseason, no. I have not seen him.
You didn't see him, no.
No.
I was going to ask you what you think about him as a player this preseason. My opinion on Ter Stegen is, easy, because he's German and he uses his feet more than hands, and that's impressive, because when the ball comes to him, he takes it with his chest or his feet.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a goalkeeper that is entertaining for me.
He's almost like a sweeper.
Yeah, exactly. And they said he was like Neuer that Apple gave.
Yeah, he had a flying header.
We love those flying headers. But I mean, I read today that we have third most headers, and last season we came last. Do you think that was something Barca did on purpose to get tall players?
Yeah, we added some height. You know, Matthew Vermaelen, I guess, decently tall. Rakitic is, you know, much taller than Xavi. He added height. I'm sure Luis Enrique probably knows how to defend set piece a lot better than Tata. good.
Sadly,
we had a little too many barbecues last season, so we know we're actually jumping.
I'm not liking the Tata hate over here.
Hey, he was cute.
Exactly.
He was a kind person.
Yeah, and sometimes that's enough.
Yesterday, Neymar kinda got injured, but kinda not. And Luis Enrique, he chose to get him out and put Sandro in. Dana, was that the right decision?
I think it was the right decision. I mean, we shouldn't be taking chances in terms of injuries. I know that Neymar is someone who gets injured really often, so another injury won't really help in this situation. So I think, he should have just been subbed out. It wasn't really important to keep him. We were already winning. So yeah, I think it was a good decision.
But he was really annoyed on that bench.
Of course. I think someone like Neymar.
Yeah, I've never seen him that angry. And question for my beloved Fatima. Do you think that Vermaelen will play a lot in Barcelona?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's very injury prone, and I just don't think he's Barca material. Now, I was really happy when we first got him because we were all super, super desperate to get any defender. So when we got two, it was kind of like, I have to be happy now because, well, they at least got one. But I don't think he will succeed at Barcelona. He'll just probably just rot on the bench or something. I don't know.
So you think he will be the new Alex Song, but without the swag?
Less swaggier, though. Less swaggier.
Yeah, I can only agree. You guys, what do you think about Vermaelen?
He's shit. No, I think as a backup, he's perfect. I think he's caused too much and he is injury prone, but I think he's a good backup. Can't argue with that. I mean, I'd rather be using him as a center back than Adriano. So, you know,
that's true.
When you think about it in those cases, and he was good his first season for Arsenal. So they have a shitty, you know, medical team and all their players get injured constantly. So maybe we could do better and try to return him to his former self, you know, somewhat at least, because he was actually a good defender once.
I think we all hope that he'll be a good defender and it would turn out to be like a Rakitic deal. We got him really cheap and he turned out to be great. I have a question for my beloved German homie. Barca's next. Yeah. Next game, Malaga, away. What do you expect?
I expect the same great performance as we did versus Levante.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because the team will only get better from now.
Ah, you see it that way. But I think there's only three days between those two games. Do you think it will affect Barcelona?
Of course, well, only 3 days and not enough rest. A lot of traveling. And after those three matches, we will play against PSG, so it's tough.
Yeah, that's true. That won't be easy. And you, Dana, your thought about the next game against Malaga?
I think it's a very difficult game because we have not enough days to rest and it's away, so we have problems with that. But I expect Luis Enrique to know what to do because, I mean, I think he rotated a little against Levante. Maybe he can do the same with Malaga, especially since we play PSG.
Yeah, maybe Bartra will start that game against Malaga.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that would be... Then I would understand him not being in the squad for the game against Levante.
That's the worrying thing about this Malaga game. You know, we don't really have depth. You know, we can't rotate that well. Like, Sergio Roberto is not a good enough backup. Rafinha's injured right now, so you see already we don't have our squad is thin, and that was one of my, you know, issues is we didn't get someone, you know, another midfielder. Like if we kept Denis Suarez, we would be in perfect shape right now, but we didn't. And, you know, now we kind of lack, you know, quality in midfield, like backup quality. And you know, I'd rate if we could rotate, but I don't think we'll rotate much. And I think we'll win. It'll be easy enough, but we're gonna be pretty tired once it comes to the PSG game.
Munir, maybe he will start this game against Malaga because he tend to get a lot of playing time. But Pedro scored this weekend, so I think that was good for him. He was really happy scoring that goal, and I really think he deserved that. Even though we might be angry when Pedro gets the ball and when he shoots and he doesn't score, but yeah, he scored this weekend. So if we get back the old Pedro, and
he's still bad.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not still bad. But yeah, I understand you, Barca Snacks. I try to be positive. I try to see the bright sides. Pedro scoring. Yeah. Fatima, your thoughts?
Well, as you guys said, will probably be a very challenging game. But hopefully, I mean, I think Barcelona can do it. We have Leo Messi. I say that every day, every time. But we have Leo Messi, so I think I believe we can do it with his help. And if everybody just plays a good game, then it will be fairly easy. But I don't want to jinx it.
Before we end this podcast, let me just ask you what you think the results will be. Before you say it, I'm just going to say Barca night, so Barca would win 15-0 against Apoel. That didn't happen.
We got the one without the 50.
Yeah, exactly. So we got one goal against Apoel where he said 50. So let's start with Barca's next.
I hope for a two or three goals.
Three goals.
Yeah.
3-0. Will we keep,
yeah, of course,
the clean sheet?
Of course, of course.
Of course, yeah. And for Izzy?
I think we win 4-1.
So you think this Barca flow will continue to the next game?
Yeah.
This goal scoring flow.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Dana?
2-0.
2-0. So you all believe in clean sheets? Fatima?
Believe in the clean sheets. Believe in the clean sheets.
I'm going to go with a more realistic prediction this time.
Last
time
15-0.
Yes, last time it didn't go very well for me. So I'm going to say 3-0. Hopefully the clean sheet thing continues and we break the new record.
Oh, so you're all clean sheets.
Yeah.
We joined that group and I will say 2-0. But if Neymar is fully fit, and I think he's fully fit, might be more than two goals. Him and Messi. He's amazing. He's doing passes, assists everywhere, and Rakitic shooting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you never know. But I think at least 2-0. And I think this clean sheet will keep that too. Yeah, and I think that was everything for this podcast. And thank you guys for listening. And I hope you tune in next week. And guys, you're allowed to say bye.
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 Bye.